సిక్స్త్ క్యాండ్ టెన్త్ చాప్టర్ ది బ్యాటిల్ బిట్వీన్ ద డెమిగాడ్స్ అండ్ వృత్రాసురు. Sixth సిక్స్త్ క్యాంటో ఇస్ ఎ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ క్యాంటో. ద ప్రిడామినెంట్ థీమ్ ఇన్ దిస్ క్యాంటో ఇస్ పోషణం, లార్డ్స్ ప్రొటెక్షన్ ఆస్పెక్ట్. ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ సమ్ టైమ్స్ మే ట్రాన్స్గ్రెస్ ది కోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ, స్టిల్ లార్డ్ గివ్స్ దెమ్ ప్రొటెక్షన్. సో సమ్ ఆఫ్ సచ్ స్టోరీస్ ఆర్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ క్యాంటో. చిత్రకేతు, హీ డిడ్ ఎ స్మాల్ మిస్టేక్. ఇంద్ర, హీ డిడ్ సమ్ మిస్టేక్. దితి and like that Ajamil. So there are different people whose stories are described. So Lord protected them, devotional service protected them. That is the main theme. Now we are in the 10th chapter. The context of this chapter is that Indra offended his spiritual master Brihaspati, and means he did not do anything to respect him. So when Brihaspati came inside, he did not get up or welcome him. He was, because of his familiarity, he could not respect his guru. So because of that disrespect towards guru, he lost all his opulence. Demons defeated the demigods, and Brahma gave them an advice. So you can go to Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa will help you regain your opulence. And you should also tolerate Vishwarupa's inclination towards the demons, because he is connected to the side of demons also and demigods also. He is the son of a Brahmana, and he is also the son of the daughter of Daityas. So he will be inclined towards the demons, so you should tolerate that. So all the demigods went to Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa agreed to help them, and he employed Narayana Kavacha, and Indra regained that opulence. And once Indra sees that Vishwarupa is secretly offering some oblations to the demons also, Indra became very insecure and beheaded Vishwarupa. Although he is considered their guru, he is a Brahmana, and he helped him in various in a very important way, still out of his insecurity and anger and uncontrolled self, so he beheaded him, three heads. So Indra distributed that sinful reaction to four categories, trees, women, etc. Then Tvashta performed a sacrifice. Tvashta is the father of Vishwarupa. So Tvashta became very angry. So how can Indra kill my son? So he performed another yajna, and he created Vritrasura. Because there is a mispronunciation in his sacrifice, instead of getting a son who can kill Indra, he got a son who will be killed by Indra. Mispronunciation, meanings change. So Vritrasura came, and Vritrasura was so powerful, all the demigods became very fearful, and they took shelter of Lord Vishnu. They offered so many prayers. So Vishnu said, don't worry, you should go to Dadhichi Muni and beg for his body, beg for his bones. With that bones, Vishwakarma will make a thunderbolt, and with that thunderbolt you can easily kill Vritrasura. And don't worry, Vritrasura will not harm you, he is my devotee. So that is what he suggested. Now all the demigods came to Dadhichi Muni. Sri Badarayanir Uvacha, Indram Evam Samadishya, Bhagavan Vishwabhavanaham, Pashyatam Animeshanam,
Shri Shukdev Goswami said, after instructing Indra in this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, the cause of the cosmic manifestation, then and there disappeared from the presence of the onlooking demigods.
So Lord gave that instruction and he disappeared. Second verse.
Tatha abhiyajito devair
rishir
art Rishir ಆಥ ವೃಣೋ ಮಹಾನ್ ಮೋದಮಾನ ಉವಾಚೇತಂ ಪ್ರಹಸನ್ ಇವ ಭಾರತ.
ಓ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್, ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ದ ಡೈಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ ದದೀಚಿ ದ ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಥರ್ವ. ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಲಿಬರಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಬೆಗ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ದಮ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಬೋನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಎಟ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಪಾರ್ಷಲಿ ಅಗ್ರೀಡ್. ಹೌಎವರ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ಹಿಯರ್ ರಿಲೀಜಿಯಸ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ದೆಮ್ ಹಿ ಸ್ಮೈಲ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಜೋಕಿಂಗ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಪೋಕ್ ಆಸ್ ಫಾಲೋಸ್.
ತಥಾ ಅಭಿಯಾಚಿತಃ ದೇವೈಃ ಋಷಿಃ ಅಥರ್ವಣಃ ಮಹಾನ್. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ಡ್ ದಧೀಚಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಭಿಯಾಚಿತಃ ದೇ ಡಿಡ್ ಯಾಚನ್, ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ದಧೀಚಿ ಡೈ, ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ಯುವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಯುವರ್ ಬೋನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಮೇಕ್ ಅ ವೆಪನ್ ಟು ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲ್ ಅವರ್ ಪರ್ಪಸಸ್. ವಾಟ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ರಿಕ್ವೆಸ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್? I have one request. Achina kar raha hu kya? You just die. Your death is my donation. You give me the donation of your death. Who will be ready? Anyone ready here? If you ask a person, give me 10 rupees, give me 100 rupees, that's on a different level. So people become so uncomfortable if they are asked little money or little bit of their time, little energy, some of their possessions. It's not very easy to give what one thinks to be one's own possession. But they are asking the ultimate possession of this person, his life. Give me your life. And so many of them, give us your life. So, but Dadhichi, he was ready to give. He had absolutely no reservations. So Vishnu wants my body. He had sent demigods to beg for my body. I don't mind. So Vishnu is asking, Devadi Dev. And demigods are coming, devatas. So devatas and the head of devatas, the devata of all the devatas. So both of them are approving it and asking for it. So why can't I give? So Dadiji was ready, right? He readily agreed, but he wanted to have some joke, some fun with the demigods. So he partially agreed. So he was saying that I will not be able to give my body. Why should I give? Don't you know the pain of giving up body? How can someone give that body? What kind of request you are bringing in front of me? That's what he says. Apivritaraka yuyam najanitha sharirinam samsthayam yastu abhidroho dussahaschetanapah.
O elevated demigods, at the time of death, severe, unbearable pain takes away the consciousness of the living entity who have accepted material bodies. Don't you know about this pain?
Don't you know the unbearable pain that people undergo at the time of death? How can you dare to ask me to die? So don't you think your request is very unreasonable? So he is saying like this, unbearable pain. Najaniha sharirinam samsthayam yastu abhidroho dussaha chetanapaha. Dussaha means unbearable. Chetanapaha means it completely steals away, takes away one's consciousness. So at the time of death, one's bodily membranes are totally deranged. He won't be able to think of anything. He can't focus on anything. And his entire existence will come into question. So far he was thinking that this body is mine, these relatives are mine, this home is mine, this furniture is mine, whatever accomplishments I have done, it's mine. They are all mine. I have received so many awards. I have gained so much of wealth. I have accumulated a lot of contacts. Right? And gadgets, and people are so much attached to all of them. So it will become a question of one's existence only. So now death is going to come and I will be separated from everything that I was thinking that they are mine. Right? I'm going to be separated from all of them. So
So that fact people cannot accept at all. So at one level on a physical platform they were undergoing tremendous amount of pain, and internally on a mental platform they were unable to accept this fact. And where will I go? If I die now, where will I go? People can't even think about it. So I'm going to be separated from these possessions. So they are overwhelmed with that thought and they just cannot accept. Their consciousness is completely taken away. On the other hand, someone who has dedicated his entire life for devotional service to the topics of the Lord, to the service of the Lord, such people can never be bewildered at the time of death also. Any reference? I want the verse. How does it begin? First canto ho gaya abhi, sixth canto. In maybe 10 days, you will be qualified as Bhakti Vaibhavs. Sloka book dekhe. Fine, no brother. At least we got the ability to locate where the verse is. If not remembering it, but it's okay. Na uttama shloka vartanam jushatam tat kathamrutam syat sambhramontakale pismaratam tat padambujam. I also forget. Okay, don't worry. Everybody forgets. They are all Kali Yuga products. So that's a very important verse. So such devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating, you know, Krishna consciousness, such people can never run into any misconceptions at the time of death. So the Dhichi is also like that. Although he is saying, oh, don't you know that people cannot give up their bodies? At the time of death, their consciousness will be taken away. How can you even ask? Don't you know the unbearable pain that the living entity undergoes at the time of death? Why are you asking me? But none of these are applicable to Dadhiji. He happily gives up his life. Right? He was absorbed in Krishna and then he gives up his body. So, fourth verse. And why is he saying this? Just to have some more discussion with the demigods. Right? They will come, we want your body. Okay, take your body. Done. No more discussion. So, he doesn't want that to happen so quickly. Let me have some dialogue with them. Let me have some fun. Let me hear religious principles, right? If I pose this question, what will they answer, right? They have to answer definitely based on dharma. What dharmic principles they will speak, I'm eager to hear before dying. So that's the reason why he was asking. It's not that he was reluctant to give.
Jijivishunam jivanam atma preshta ihepsitaham ka utsaheta tam datum bhikshamanaya vishnavem.
In this material world, every living entity is very much addicted to his material body. Struggling to keep his body forever, everyone tries to protect it by all means, even at the sacrifice of all his possessions. Therefore, who would be prepared to deliver his body to anyone, even if it were demanded by Lord Vishnu?
Jijivishunam jivanam. So, jijivishunam means there is a desire to live. No one has a desire to end his life. Any person, however horrible his life may be, he wants to continue his life. Unless one is too frustrated, he wants to commit suicide, such a person also unwillingly does it. It's not that he's excited to commit suicide. Right? He's totally frustrated. But in general, most people, they want to continue their life. Whatever wretched way one may live.
Jijivishunam jivanam atma preshta ihipsitaha.
So, because it is, atma is here body. Atma preshta, this body is very dear to him. Iha ipsitaha. So the body may be black or white or thin or fat, Indian or American, male or female or eunuch or whatever it may be, body is very dear to the embodied soul. So this body is so dear to him. So how can he give up that body? So that is his point.
Atma preshta ihipsitaha.
ಕ ಉತ್ಸಹೇತ ತಂ ದಾತುಂ ಭಿಕ್ಷಮಾಣಾಯ ವೈಷ್ಣವಿ. ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗಿವ್ ದಟ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ರೈಟ್? ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ಸ್, ಹೌ ಕೆನ್ ಎನಿ ಒನ್ ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ? ಬಾಡಿ ಇಸ್ ಸೋ ಡಿಯರ್, ಬಾಡಿ ಇಸ್ ಸೋ ಡಿಯರ್ ಟು ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ವಿಷ್ಣುಸ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ವಿಷ್ಣುಸ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಡಿಯರ್ ಟು ದ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಆಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಓನ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಡೀಪ್ ರೂಟೆಡ್ ಬಾಡಿಲಿ ಕಾನ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ಡ್ ಸೋಲ್. ಸೊ ಹೀ ಆಲ್ದೋ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಜೋಕ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್. 99.9999% ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ಡ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ವೆರಿ ಫ್ಯೂ ರೇರ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ಹೂ ಹೋಲ್ಡ್ ವಿಷ್ಣುಸ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಡಿಯರ್ ಟು ದೆಮ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ದೇರ್ ಬಾಡೀಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೋಲ್ಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಓನ್ ಬಾಡೀಸ್, ದೇರ್ ಓನ್ ಈಗೋಸ್, ಅದರ್ ಸಟಿಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಆರ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ದೇ ಹೋಲ್ಡ್ ದೋಸ್ ಬಾಡೀಸ್, ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಬಾಡೀಸ್ ಡಿಯರ್ ಟು ದೆಮ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ವಿಷ್ಣುಸ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಬೆಗ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನಾಟ್ ಗಿವ್. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಪೋಸ್ ಇಸ್ ರೈಟಿಂಗ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್. ಆತ್ಮಾನಂ ಸರ್ವತೋ ರಕ್ಷೇತ್ ತಥೋ ಧರ್ಮಂ ತಥೋ ಧನಂ. ಒನ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಬೈ ಆಲ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್, ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ಮೇ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ರಿಲಿಜಿಯಸ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ಸ್, ರೈಟ್? ಪೆಲೆ ಬಾಡಿ ಆದ್ಮೆ ಧರ್ಮ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ನೋ ಒನ್ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಅನ್ಲೆಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಫೋರ್ಸ್ಫುಲಿ ಟೇಕನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ವರ್ಸ್, ಶ್ರೀದೇವ ಊಚು ಕಿಂನು ತದ್ದುಸ್ತ್ಯಜಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಪುಂಸಾಂ ಭೂತಾನುಕಂಪಿನಾಂ ಭವದ್ವಿಧಾನಾಂ ಮಹತಾಂ ಪುಣ್ಯಶ್ಲೋಕೇಡ್ಯ ಕರ್ಮಣಾಂ.
ದ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ರಿಪ್ಲೈಡ್, ಓ ಎಕ್ಸಾಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ, ಪಾಯಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಯು ಹೂಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ ವರ್ದಿ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಫೆಕ್ಷನೇಟ್ ಟು ಪೀಪಲ್ ಇನ್ ಜನರಲ್, ವಾಟ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ ಸಚ್ ಪಾಯಸ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್ ಗಿವ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್? ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗಿವ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿಯರ್ ಬಾಡೀಸ್.
ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ದ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ರಿಪ್ಲೈಯಿಂಗ್, ದೇ ಸೇ ಕಿಂನು ತದ್ ದುಸ್ತ್ಯಜಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ಓ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೋ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನೇಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್? ಕಿಂನು ತದ್ ದುಸ್ತ್ಯಜಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಪುಂಸಾಂ ಭೂತಾನುಕಂಪಿನಾಂ. ಸೊ ಭೂತ ಅನುಕಂಪಿನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದೋಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹು ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನೇಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೆರಿ ಸಿಂಪಥೆಟಿಕ್ ಟುವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಅದರ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್, ಫಾರ್ ದಮ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಈಸಿ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್, ರಂತಿದೇವ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಟು ಬ್ರೇಕ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಫಾಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ 48 ಡೇಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್, ಒನ್ ಕೌಂಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ದೇರ್. ಸೊ ಹೀ ವಾಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್, ಸಂಬಡಿ ಕಮ್ಸ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಹಂಗ್ರಿ, ಟೀಕ್ ಹಾಫ್ ಫುಡ್ ಯು ಟೇಕ್, ಹಾಫ್ ಫುಡ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಟೇಕ್. ಅನದರ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್, ಹೀ ಸೇಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹಂಗ್ರಿ, ಓಕೆ ಯು ಟೇಕ್ ದ ರಿಮೈನಿಂಗ್ ಹಾಫ್, ಓಕೆ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಾಟರ್. ಈಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ವಾಟರ್, ಸಂಬಡಿ ಕಮ್ಸ್, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ವಾಟರ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಥರ್ಸ್ಟಿ, ಟೇಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ರೈಟ್? ಆಫ್ಟರ್ 48 ಡೇಸ್ ಫಾಸ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಕೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ವೈಟ್, ರೈಟ್, ವಿತೌಟ್ ಈಟಿಂಗ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಕಿಂನು ತದ್ ದುಸ್ತ್ಯಜಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಪುಂಸಂ ಭೂತಾನುಕಂಪಿತಂ. ವೆನ್ ಸಮ್ವನ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೋ ಓವರ್ವೆಲ್ಮ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಹೀಸ್ feelings of compassion upon other living entities, he can give up anything. And someone who is overwhelmed by bodily conception, he cannot give up anything even if Vishnu asks. Getting right? Someone who has lot of compassion in his heart, he can give up his own life to feed the dogs also, to feed a chandala also, that is Rantidev. So on one side, with compassion you feed even animals and lower caste, outcasts. On the other side, you have no compassion, you have a lot of bodily attachment. Even when Vishnu says give up your body, he will not give up his body. So even Vishnu's order or instruction or recommendation is nothing for him in comparison to his attachment to the body. So these two are like contrast verses 5 and 6. ಸೊ ಪುಂಸಂ ಭೂತಾನುಕಂಪಿತಂ ಕಂಪಿನಾಂ ಭವದ್ವಿಧಾನಾಂ ಮಹತಾಂ ಪುಣ್ಯಶ್ಲೋಕೇಡ್ಯ ಕರ್ಮಣಾಂ. ಭವದ್ವಿಧಾನಾಂ, ಅಂಡ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಸಚ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನೇಟ್ ಪೀಪಲ್? ಭವದ್ವಿಧಾನಾಂ, ಪೀಪಲ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಯು ಹೂ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನೇಟ್. ಮಹತಾಂ, ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್, ರೈಟ್? ಪುಣ್ಯಶ್ಲೋಕೇಡ್ಯ ಕರ್ಮಣಾಂ, ಹೂಸ್ ಪಯಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್. ಪುಣ್ಯಶ್ಲೋಕ ಈಡ್ಯ ಕರ್ಮಣಾಂ, ಸಚ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೋಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಡ್ ಬೈ ಅದರ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್. Such people are very compassionate, they can give up anything. So first they are glorifying, they are invoking his compassionate spirit, although he is already compassionate. So these are the duties. There are some moral instructions in the Shastra about the duties of a beggar and donor. So that will be discussed in the next verse. No.
Here, Dadichi, isn't he feeling like that you are talking about compassion, but you are yourself not compassionate? You are asking me to kill, you are asking me to give up my life, and you are telling that you should be compassionate. I mean, what is the thought of Dadichi? Isn't he thinking this point? Aise log aa gaye mere samne. Compassion ki baatein kar rahe hain, lekin
it seems hypocrisy. Dadichi had all opportunity to feel that demigods are hypocritic. Demigods are diplomatic. Bolta kuch aur hai, karta aur kuch hai. Right? What they speak and what they do is totally different. These thoughts will come, definitely, in the minds of ordinary souls. But Dadichi is not an ordinary soul. He knows the context. The universe is in chaos. Demigods are bereft of power, and the demons have taken over the universal management system. That will create a lot of imbalance. So in that predicament, all the demigods went and requested the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is the solution? And Vishnu suggested, take Dadichi's bones. So make a thunderbolt out of it. So those bones, his body is equipped with the power of his austerity. So Dadichi is extremely grateful for this opportunity to offer this body for the purpose of Vishnu, for the purpose of demigods, for the purpose of protecting this entire universe from this chaotic condition. They are not overwhelmed by momentary outbursts of sentimental material emotions. They will see the bigger picture. They are broad-minded souls. So Dadichi, although he is just joking, he is having some conversation, he has absolutely no reservations to offer this body to the demigods. And he does not misunderstand the demigods. He does not look down upon the demigods. He would not say, you people are hypocritic people. Right? Although sometimes somebody may give a donation. He may give donation of his life also. But internally he may carry pride. I am giving this donation, that's why these fellows are surviving. So that kind of attitude may be there. Dadichi is not like that. I am extremely grateful for this opportunity to offer whatever I have in Krishna's service, in demigod service. Demigods are devotees. So devotees are grateful for an opportunity to render service, although it is painful for their body or mind or anything. So that is their greatest ecstasy. They don't maintain any grudges. So Dadichi is a great example.
Nuam swartha paro loko na veda para shankatam yadi vedana yacheta neti nahayadishwarah.
Those who are too self-interested beg something from others, not knowing of others' pain. But if the beggar knew the difficulty of the giver, he would not ask for anything. Similarly, he who is able to give charity does not know the beggar's difficulty, for otherwise he would not refuse to give the beggars anything he might want as charity.
The self-interested beg from others, not knowing other pains. So there are people who are swarthapara. Swarthapara means they are concerned about their own purposes in life. Swarthapara. Nunam swarthaparo loko naveda para sankatam. So other person is in sankat. So he is in a predicament. So they don't care. Right? Just you do my job. How much pain you are undergoing, we don't mind. So that's what is their attitude. There are some people like that. Yadi vedana yacheta neti neha yadishwaraha. So, after making that point, they say, but if a beggar knew the difficulty of the giver, he would not ask for anything. Similarly, he who is able to give charity does not know the beggar's difficulty, for otherwise he would not refuse to give the beggar anything he might want as charity. Now, the duty of a beggar and a donor are explained. From the beggar's side, if he goes to a donor and if he understands that donor is in trouble, he generally he may not ask for it. And the, from the donor side, if he understands the beggar's problem, the gravity of beggar's problem, all that is difficult for him, he would not deny it. So in the current context, Dadiji's donation would save the entire universe. Right? Would save the entire universal management system there. Right? The entire cosmic administration is in chaos now. So here it's the responsibility of the donor to go to extend himself than the beggar to become empathetic towards the donor. Situation is like that. Right? For whatever reasons. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, moral instructions of the Shastra. Beggar should not ask charity from a person who is in difficulty. Charity giver should not deny a beggar. So these are regular moral codes. So san nimitte varam tyago vinashe niyate sati. Everything in the material world will be destroyed. One should use everything for good purposes, like that. So now what should be the attitude of a donor, although he understands that I am going tremendous amount of pain in giving this donation, and why is he asking me this donation? So he, that is not his attitude. What is his attitude? After all, this body is going to go. Whatever I am possessing, they will leave me. So they are not overwhelmed by temporary quote-unquote losses. My whole existence is meant for serving some good purpose of other people. So let me sacrifice. So in that attitude, the Dadichi gives. So that attitude is reminded to him by the demigods, although he is already aware of it, because Dadichi wanted to hear that from the demigods. So Prabhupada writes, Prabhupada gives a brilliant lesson here to all the people who are following the path of Krishna consciousness. It's a plea to the learned people of the society to sacrifice. If one is advanced in knowledge, he must always be prepared to sacrifice anything for a better cause. Sacrifice anything for a better cause. So this, the purports in this section are very power-packed. Right? They just inspire people to get into sacrificing spirit. So now entire world is in a dangerous position under the spell of godless civilization. In that time, so entire world was in a predicament because demigods took over the universal management and demons are not in power. So now the demoniac mentality is taking over this Kali Yuga, and people are living a godless life. So now whoever has some learning of the scriptures, right, whoever is little learned in scriptures, they have some knowledge of scriptures, they have some understanding of Krishna consciousness, such people have to extend themselves to preach this Krishna consciousness to people in general who are bereft of that opportunity to perform Krishna consciousness. Basically, Prabhupada says, devotees, don't be in your comfort zones. Don't think of your own selves. Don't think of your own salvation. Don't be overwhelmed by your own needs. Need is a very popular word now. Just extend yourselves for the welfare of people in general, right? Please join Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna consciousness movement needs many exalted, learned persons who will sacrifice their lives to revive God consciousness throughout the world. To revive God consciousness throughout the world, people of Krishna consciousness movement should sacrifice the way Dadichi sacrificed. So whenever we are overwhelmed by our own needs and all, sometimes mind will say like that. So I am being overstretched, this and that. We can just remember Dadichi's example. Right? What did Dadichi do? He gave his life. After all, we are not giving our life. We may give one hour extra time in our services. That's all we can do. That is a big sacrifice for us. Kaliyuga sadhakas. Mera ek ghanta jyada seva karvaya mere se. Right? That seems to be a very great injustice done to him. Right? Aaj pura wind up maine kiya. Kitna time laga? 10 minute laga, pata hai kya? So we are overwhelmed. We feel sympathetic towards our own selves when we overstretch ourselves for 10 minutes also. See what Dadichi did. And see what Prabhupada is saying. An inclination to sacrifice without selfish interests makes one very dear to Krishna. తప్యంతే లోకతాపేన సాధవ ప్రాయశో జనా పరమారాధనం తద్ధి పురుషస్యాఖిలాత్మన తప్యంతే లోకతాపేన సో గ్రేట్ సోల్స్ అండర్గో తప మీన్స్ ఆస్టెరిటీ మీన్స్ యాక్సెప్టింగ్ వలంటరీ ఇన్కన్వీనియన్స్ ఫర్ ఎ హయ్యర్ పర్పస్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద హయ్యర్ పర్పస్ దేర్ తప్యంతే లోకతాపేన టు రెడ్యూస్ ద మిజరీ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ ఇన్ జనరల్ దే యాక్సెప్ట్ దట్ మిజరీ పరమారాధనం తద్ధి దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ సాక్రిఫైసింగ్ స్పిరిట్ ఫర్ ద వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్ ఈజ్ ఎ పరమ ఆరాధనం ఇట్స్ ద టాప్ మోస్ట్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ వర్షిప్ ఆఫ్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ పురుషస్య అఖిలాత్మన ఇట్స్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ఎయిత్ క్యాంటు సముద్రమంథన్ ఎపిసోడ్ లార్డ్ శివ గోస్ అండ్ దెన్ డ్రింక్స్ ఆల్ ద పాయిజన్ వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ సాక్రిఫైస్ హీ హ్యాస్ డన్ నోబడి ఈజ్ ఆస్కింగ్ అస్ టు డ్రింక్ పాయిజన్ రైట్ సో దిస్ పాయిజన్ విల్ కిల్ సంబడి యూ డ్రింక్ దట్ పాయిజన్ అండ్ యూ కిల్ యూ డై సో నోబడి ఈజ్ సేయింగ్ దట్ సో వాట్ ఈజ్ అవర్ సాక్రిఫైస్ ఆర్ వాట్ ఈజ్ అవర్ ఆస్టెరిటీ ఇన్ కంపారిజన్ టు వాట్ విష్ణు వాట్ శివ డిడ్ వాట్ దధీచి డిడ్ సో ప్రభుపాద్ వాజ్ ఇన్ వృందావన్ సో హీ వెంట్ టు దట్ టెంపుల్ సో హీ షిఫ్టెడ్ దేర్ ఫ్రమ్ ఢిల్లీ సో ఆల్ ది పీపుల్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ ఇన్ వృందావన్ దే ఆర్ వెరీ ఎంతూసియాస్టిక్ టు అటెండ్ మంగళారతి ఇన్ ఆల్ డిఫరెంట్ టెంపుల్స్ దే వర్ చాంటింగ్ హరే కృష్ణ రాధే రాధే అండ్ మెనీ ఆఫ్ ది రెసిడెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ వృందావన్ దే డోంట్ ఈవెన్ వాంట్ టు గో టు మథుర ఆల్సో ఫర్ యునో దర్శన్ ఆర్ వాట్ ఎవర్ దే జస్ట్ వాంట్ టు లివ్ ఇన్ వృందావన్ దే వాంట్ టు డై ఇన్ వృందావన్ ఎంటైర్ అట్మాస్ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ వృందావన్ ఇస్ సర్ చార్జ్డ్ విత్ స్పిరిచువల్ అంబియన్స్ వైబ్రేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ రాధా అండ్ కృష్ణ సో ప్రభుపాద్ ఇన్స్ ఇన్ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ అట్మాస్ఫియర్ బట్ వాట్ వాస్ హీ థింకింగ్ సో పీపుల్ ఇన్ ద వెస్ట్రన్ వరల్డ్ దే డోంట్ నో వాట్ ఇట్ మీన్స్ టు బీ లివింగ్ వితౌట్ సెన్స్ గ్రాటిఫికేషన్ దే నెవర్ హెర్డ్ ద నేమ్ కృష్ణ ఆర్ వృందావన్ హౌ డూ ఐ గివ్ దిస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ వృందావన్ టు దట్ వెస్ట్రన్ వరల్డ్ దట్ వాస్ హిస్ కాంటెంప్లేషన్ వెన్ హీ ఈజ్ ఇన్ వృందావన్ సో హీ ఈజ్ ఇన్ వృందావన్ హీ వాంట్స్ టు టేక్ దిస్ వృందావన్ టు ద వెస్ట్రన్ వరల్డ్ ఆర్ హీ వాంట్స్ టు బ్రింగ్ ద వెస్ట్రన్ వరల్డ్ టు దిస్ వృందావన్ సో దట్ ఈస్ హీ స్పిరిట్ సో హీ వాజ్ నాట్ థింకింగ్ వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపెన్ టు మీ ఐ హ్యావ్ బికమ్ వెరీ ఓల్డ్ సో 70 ఇయర్స్ ఆర్ 65 ఇయర్స్ హీ వాజ్ నాట్ థింకింగ్ అబౌట్ హిజ్ ఓన్ ఫ్యూచర్ హిజ్ ఓన్ సాల్వేషన్ లెట్ మీ బీ హియర్ ఓన్లీ ఐ గాట్ ఫైనల్లీ ఏ నైస్ రూమ్ ఓకే ఐ కెన్ జస్ట్ కుక్ ఫర్ మై సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ దెన్ డూ సమ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ దెన్ బీ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ హియర్ నో ఈవెన్ అట్ దట్ ఏజ్ ఆల్సో ప్రోపర్ wants to spread the movement, begin the movement. so many lives the conditioned soul has lived for himself. So Prabhupada says, just give this one life to Krishna and to spread his mission, then you don't have to take birth again. So in serving others, in serving the interests of others, one is actually serving his own interest also. One should not unnecessarily think that, oh, I am extending myself so much for these people. Is it worth it? It's worth it, really. So Bhagavatam is teaching us. So next, we are actually reaping all the benefits of the hard work of our acharyas. If Prabhupada has not spent sleepless nights to translate this Bhagavatam, why will we study Bhagavatam now? How can we study Bhagavatam? If Prabhupada had not extended himself to go to the West at that age, where is ISKCON? Yadi Gaurna Haito we sing, Yadi Prabhupadna Haito we have to sing also, being in the movement of ISKCON. So Prabhupada is inspiring us through the example of Dadhichi in his purports. Now, seventh verse.
Shri Rishi Rivacha, Dharmam Vashrotu Kamena, Yuyamme Pratyudat Hritaha, Yeshavah Priyamatmanam,
Tyajantam Santyajamyaham. The great sage Dadachi said, just to hear from you about religious principles, I refused to offer my body at your request. Now, although my body is extremely dear to me, I must give it up for your better purposes, since I know that it will leave me today or tomorrow.
So I refused just to hear from you. It's not that I don't want to give up my body. I want to give up my body for your sake. I'm very grateful for this opportunity. I am of some use for Krishna.
I am of some use in the life of a devotee. So that's the greatest. What is distracting you? So I am of some use. So that is a greatest privilege for me. So I actually didn't mean it. Although I said no, I didn't mean it. So I will give up the body for your purposes now. I will give up the body myself before the body gives me up. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, body will give me up on one day. Let me only give up that body voluntarily before it gives me up. So that is his attitude. Now, 8th verse.
Yodhruvenatmana natha na dharmam na yashah puman iheta bhuta dayaya sasochyah sthavirair api.
O demigods, one who has no compassion for humanity in its suffering and does not sacrifice his impermanent body for the higher cause of religious principles or eternal glory is certainly pitted even by the immovable beings.
So one who has no compassion for humanity in its suffering and does not sacrifice his impermanent body for higher causes of religious principles is pitied by even immovable things. Yo dhruvena atmana natha na dharmam na yashah puman.
So sometimes we may get overexcited and misjudge other people. At least it happens with me. So if we had judged the attitude of Dadhichi 4 verses back, we would have committed a great offense.
So what Dadhichi actually meant is coming in the 8th verse or 7th verse, 7 and 8 verses. But what he spoke in 3 and 4 verses number 3, 4, etc., he didn't mean it. He just wanted to joke. Yeah, how can people give up their body even if Vishnu asks it?
He didn't mean it. Sometimes somebody may speak something, he didn't mean it, he may be joking or he may be like, we don't wait till he says the next dialogue. Right? He wants to say two sentences. We'll hear one sentence and judge him. We don't hear the second sentence. So second sentence is the actual sentence. Right? So Dadhichi's case is like that. So sometimes it may take a while for people to manifest their internal mood completely. So before time, we should not necessarily jump to certain conclusions. So here, Prabhupada writes a very elaborate purport about the example of Lord Chaitanya and the six Goswamis. Tyaktva sudustyuja surepsita rajya lakshmi dharmishta arya vachasam yadagadaranyam maya mrugam dayita ipsita manvadhavat vande mahapurushate charanaravindam. How many are familiar with this verse? Very popular verse of Bhagavatam. 1, 2, 3, only 3. This was discussing the meaning. 4. Tyaktva, this is about Krishna also, this is about Ram also, this is about Lord Chaitanya also. This one verse of Bhagavatam describes all the three personalities of Godhead. So we'll discuss about Chaitanya today. Tyaktva sudustyaja surepsita rajya lakshmi. So surepsita means even demigods are aspiring for that opulence. Rajya lakshmi. So tyaktva, Lord Chaitanya has given it up. Lord Chaitanya had a very loving wife at home. He had a very loving mother at home. And all his neighbors and his dear associates like Srivas Thakur and other people, they love him so much. And the entire community in Navadvip loves him so much. Just one order he gives, millions of people gathered to just do this civil disobedience movement against Chand Kazi. So Lord Chaitanya had everything that a person could aspire for in his condition. But he has given it up. Tyaktva, sudustyaja, surepsya. Sudustyaja means it's extremely difficult to give it up. Dharmishta arya vachasa yadagadaranyam. Dharmishta, being rooted up in his religious principles, he gave importance to the words of a brahmana. Arya vachasa. Who is that brahmana? So one brahmana was not given entrance into Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan at Srivasangan. So he cursed Lord Chaitanya. I curse you that you will be bereft of any material opulence. So Lord need not accept that curse, but he accepted that, accept that curse. Dharmishta Arya Vachasa. By accepting it, Yadagadaranyam, he entered forest like Jarikhand and basically he entered renounced order of life and was willing to enter forest also. Yadagadaranyam Maya Mrugam Daita Ipsitam Anvadhavat. So this conditioned soul is running behind Maya Mrugam, illusory enjoyment in this material world. Dayita. Dayita means out of compassion towards that conditioned soul who is running out running after illusory enjoyment, Lord Chaitanya accepted renounced order. Dayita Ipsitam Anvadhavat. Also, Ipsitam Anvadhavat. Along with showing compassion upon conditioned soul, Lord Chaitanya is also searching for his dearest Krishna. Experiencing the feelings of separation from Krishna. Ipsitam Anvadhavat. Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. I offer my obeisances to such great personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya. So, to accept sannyas means to commit civil suicide, proposes. But Lord Chaitanya gave up his young, beautiful wife, affectionate mother, happiness at home, everything. And he took renounced order. Similarly, the six Goswamis, followers of Lord Chaitanya, they were ministers. They were holding exalted positions. They had high paid salaries. They had a lot of honor received from the government authorities. Still, tyaktva turnamasesha mandalapatim srinim sada tuchhavat. Right? Kaupina kanthashruto. So they just accepted just simple loin cloths, giving up all their opulence. They were living under one tree in Vrindavan, next day some other tree, like that. So, Prabhupada appeals all the wealthy people in the society. Everyone with a materially comfortable condition should join Krishna consciousness movement to elevate the fallen souls. Bhuta dayaya maya mrugam dayita ipsitam. So, all convey the same sense and are significant for those interested in elevating human society to a proper understanding of life. After all, the body will be destroyed. Instead of wasting one's life for temporary bodily comforts, one should always be prepared to give up one's life for better causes. He says, enjoying sense gratification means wasting human's life. Instead of wasting human life in pursuit of temporary sense gratification, better give up that human life for better purpose, for the glory of distributing religious principles throughout the world. So that's how Prabhupada inspires. As 9th verse. Etavan avyayo dharma punya shlokair upasitah yo bhuta shokah harshabhyam Atma shochati hrishyati.
If one is unhappy to see the distress of others' living beings and happy to see their happiness, his religious principles are appreciated as imperishable by exalted persons who are considered pious and benevolent.
So in the next verse, 9th verse, Dadhichi is saying, para dukkha dukkhi and para sukha sukhi. A devotee is happy to see others happy. A devotee is morose to see others in misery. Such a person is called compassionate person, and he sees everyone on an equal level. He's a part and parcel of Krishna. I'm also part and parcel of Krishna. He's undergoing some tribulation. If the same thing happens to me, I will also undergo the same pain. So he actually feels for the other person who is undergoing that pain. Right? So Atmavat Sarva Bhuteshu. So Atmavat Sarva Bhuteshu is a very exalted principle. High principle. To think that this person is equal to me, it's not an easy thing. Every conditioned soul constantly thinks that I am different from the other person and I am superior to the other person, in the sense that what I feel, what I think, what I need is more important than what the other person wants, what other person needs, what other person thinks, what other person does, whatever it may be. Even if he understands that he is doing a more important thing, still, I give more importance to what I do, what I think, what I feel, what I undergo. So, that's what
is the default mentality of any conditioned soul in this world. So he cannot give equal importance, or to speak of more importance, to other person's opinions or needs or experiences, etc. So ahimsa paramo dharma, Prabhupada writes, we feel pain when someone disturbs us, and therefore we should not inflict the same pain upon other living beings. For example, Prabhupada gives the example of meat eaters. If someone kills us, if someone just chops off our hand and then cooks it nicely and then eats it, will it not give pain to us? Are we not disgusted with such a person? How can then we kill the animals and cook their flesh and eat? That is atmavat sarva bhuteshu. If someone cooks me and eats me, I feel pain. How can I cook someone and eat? So meat eating is just ruled out in just one line. Atmavat sarva bhuteshu. It's greatest hypocrisy that one cannot continue killing animals at the same time be a religious person. Even religious people also say, meat eating is fine. Right? How can you be, you claim to be a religious person when you are eating meat? Prabhupada quotes Jesus. Next, he also quotes verses like Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastani Brahmabhuta Prasannatma. Next verse, 10th verse. Aho dainyam aho kashtam parakhyaihi kshanabhangurai yannopakuryadasvarthair martyasvagnati vigrahaihi.
This body, which is eatable by jackals and dogs after death, does not actually do any good for me, the spirit soul. It is usable only for a short time and may perish at any moment. The body and its possessions, its riches and relatives must all be engaged for the benefit of others, or else they will be source of tribulation and miseries.
So this body is of no use to the soul. Aho dainyam, aho kashtam. What a misery, what a tribulation. Parakyehi kshanabhangurahi. Parakyehi means that which is meant to be eaten by dogs and jackals after death. Parakyaihi kshanabhangurahi. It's perishable within a moment. At any moment, the body can leave us. So, parakyaihi kshanabhangurahi. Yanna upakuryad asvarthair martyah swagnati vigrahaihi. So, if such a body is not meant to be, is not engaged in others' benefit, then it is only a source of misery. So, the body is a source of so many miseries. But one advantage is we can utilize that body for others' benefit. That's a good news. Yeah, this body is a source of so many miseries, but one good news for you. Using this body, you can serve so many people. So why not accept that proposal, that opportunity? So even if one engages in sense gratification, his senses may not be gratified to his satisfaction, right? And there is a lot of misery. But one good news is, we can always engage it for other service. That's a better way of utilizing the body. So Prabhupada quotes this 10th canto verse, which Krishna speaks directly. Etavat janma safalyam dehinam iha dehishu pranair arthair dhya vacha shreya acharanam sada. So etavat janma safalyam, even the trees also perfected their life by living for others. So the perfection of one's life is in living for others' benefit. If possible, living for others' spiritual benefit, to bring others towards spiritual consciousness. Right? And even if one is doing his sadhana, his own spiritual practices, that also is benefiting others at various levels. So, Prabhupada quotes another verse, Bharata Bhumite Haila Manushya Janmayara. So humanitarian work without Krishna is nothing. Krishna must be brought to the center of all our activities. Otherwise, no activity will have any value. So like that, a wonderful conversation took place between Dadhichi and the demigods. Now, 11th verse. Sri Badarayani Ruvacha Evam Krita Vyavasito Dadhyan Atharvanastanum परे भगवति ब्रह्मणि Atmanam sannayan
jahau.
Shri Sukhdev Goswami said, Dadichi Muni, the son of Atharva, does resolve to give his body to the service of the demigods. He has placed himself, the spirit soul, at the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in this way gave up his gross material body made of five elements.
So Dadichi gave up his gross body to the service of the demigods by placing his soul at the lotus feet of the Lord. So Dadichi was absorbed in Krishna and they took the body. So the real meaning of Dadichi is giving up gross body. Even in Dhritarashtra's episode also, he gave up his gross body. So there it is mentioned that he merged his five elements of the body into the original Mahatattva. So giving up the body is basically allowing the body, the elements in the body, to merge back into the natural elements. Just like a pot is broken, the broken pot will again merge into the earth. Right? Similarly, when the body is gone, all these elements of this body, earth, water, fire, ether, they will mix into the main, the bigger elements, right? Bigger proportion. So, like that. So, material cause of material elements absorbs the material body and spirit soul assumes its original position. That's what liberation is. So, this body has soul also and the body also. So, this body will merge into this material elements and the soul will go back to the Godhead. So, Jivera Swarupa Hai Krishnera Nityadas. When one overcomes the material body through cultivation of spiritual knowledge and devotional service, one can revive his own position, engage in service of the Lord. Next, 12th verse.
Yataakshasu mano buddhihi tatva drugdhasta bandhanaha आस्थितः परमं योगं नदेहं बुबुधे गतम्.
Dadichi Muni controlled his senses, life force, mind, intelligence and became absorbed in trance. Thus he cut all his material bonds. He could not perceive how his material body became separated from his self.
So Dadichi was in trance. He did not perceive how his material body is getting separated from the soul. He was in that body and now there is a separation between the body and the soul. He did not even perceive. He was absorbed in trance only. So this material body was only a detail, right? So it's like now you have, say, a bag. In that bag you have some pen, pencil, book, paper, notepad and whatever you keep. Somebody asked, can you give me a paper? I want to note down something. You just take out your notepad, tear a paper and then give him. Plus, anything happened? Nothing happened. That's what giving up body means to the Dadichi also. So you have your own main business of, you know, giving class or doing other things, some meetings or whatever. Just one paper is getting detached from your bag and going to someone else. Similarly, Dadichi has his main engagement of focusing on devotional service of Krishna, focusing on meditation on Krishna. So his body left him, material body, right? It's like a paper only. So body went and he did not even perceive the separation between himself and the body also. Just like you don't perceive even the separation between your paper and what you are doing, unless you are so attached to that paper. That generally is not the case. Children may do like that. If you take away their pen or pencil, they become so panic. But in general, we don't mind giving a small notepad to others. So it's like that for him. So there is no attachment to the body. So that is 12th verse. He did not even perceive how his body is getting separated. So the death and destination of a bhakti yogi, Prabhupada describes in the purport. Antakale cha mameva. One must practice before one is overcome by death. But the perfect yogi dies in trance thinking of Krishna. So bhakti yogi always thinks of Krishna. At the time of death, he can very easily transfer himself to Krishna loka. Without even perceiving the pains of death, there is no perception of the pain of death only for a bhakti yogi. Because he has given up the bodily conception. 13th verse. The
they may also may not feel pain on a material plane, but the destination may not be lotus feet of Krishna.
Athendro vrajam udyamya nirmitam vishvakarmana muneh shakti bhir utsikto bhagavat tejasanvitah vrito devaganai sarvair gajendro paryashobhatam stuyamano muniganaihi trailokyam harshayan iva.
Thereafter, King Indra very firmly took up the thunderbolt manufactured by Vishwakarma from the bones of the Dadichi. Charged with the exalted power of the Dadichi Muni and enlightened by the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Indra rode on the back of his carrier, Airavat, surrounded by all the demigods, while all the great sages offered him praise. Thus he shone very beautifully, pleasing the three worlds as he rode off to kill Vritrasura.
So Indra finally got the bones of the Dadichi. Vishwakarma made the thunderbolt. Indra boarded his Airavat elephant carrier and he was going to the battlefield to kill Vritrasura. 15th translation, someone read. Now this is fight. Read.
My dear King Parikshit, as Rudra, being very angry at Antaka, Yamraj, had formally run towards Antaka to kill him, Indra angrily and with great force attacked Vritrasura, who was surrounded by the leaders of the demonic armies.
Go ahead.
Thereafter, at the end of Satyayuga and beginning of Tretayuga, a fierce battle took place between the demigods and the demons on the bank of the Narmada.
There is a story there, just quoted the story, details. Next, the time and place of the sacrifice, time and place of this battle are given in the 16th verse. Next, 17 and 18, how Indra's supporters are placed in the battle. Read, 17.
O King, when all the Asuras come onto the battlefield headed by Vritrasura, they saw King Indra carrying the thunderbolt and surrounded by the Rudras, Vasus, Adityas, Ashwini Kumaras, Pitas, Vahinis, Maruts, Ribhus, Sadyas, and Vishudevas. Surrounded by his company, Indra shone so brilliantly that his effulgence was intolerable to the demons.
So Indra and his associates in the battle. So they are described. Next few verses describe who are the demons and what are their weapons in the battle. Many hundreds and thousands of demons, demi-demons, yakshas, rakshasas, and others headed by Sumali and Mali resisted the armies of King Indra, which even death personified cannot easily overcome. Among the demons were Namuchi, Shambara, Anarva, Dvimurdha, Rishabha, Ashru, Hayagriva, Sankushira, Viprachitti, Ayomukha, Puloma, Vrishaparva, Praheti, Heti, and Utkala. Roaring tumultuously and fearlessly like lions, these invincible demons, all dressed in golden ornaments, gave pain to the demigods with weapons like clubs, then bludgeons, arrows, barbed darts, mallets, and lances. So armed with lances, tridents, axes, swords, and other weapons like shataghnis and bhushundis, the demons attacked from different directions and scattered all the chiefs of the demigod armies. As the stars in the sky cannot be seen when covered by dense clouds, the demigods, being completely covered by networks of arrows falling upon them one after another, could not be seen. The showers of various weapons and arrows released to kill the soldiers of the demigods did not reach them because the demigods, acting quickly, cut the weapons into thousands of pieces in the sky. The demigods, before the weapons even reached them, they were cutting the weapons. Now they have special power also. They have rejuvenated strength. As their weapons and mantras decreased, the demons began showering mountain peaks.
trees and stones upon the demigod soldiers. But the demigods were so powerful and expert that they nullified all these weapons by breaking them to pieces in the sky as before. In the sky only, before they reached. When the soldiers and the demons commanded by Vritrasura saw the soldiers of King Indra were quite well, having not been injured at all by their volleys of weapons, not even by the trees, stones and mountain peaks, the demons were very much afraid. When insignificant persons use rough words to cast false, angry accusations against saintly persons, their fruitless words do not disturb the great personalities. This is an important verse. In the whole scene so far, demigods and demons were fighting. Although the demons were attacking the demigods with such fierce weapons or mountain peaks or trees or stones, etc., still demigods are not getting affected only. An analogy is given in this verse, 28th verse. Sarve prayasa
abhavan vimohita
vimoghaha kritakrita devaganeshu daityaihi krishnanukuleshu yatha mahatsu kshudraihi prayukta ushati rukshavacha. So this verse describes the futility of harsh speech against saintly men. Some lowly people may blaspheme saintly people, but that is of no use. Will they get affected? They will not get affected. For example, Daksha was blaspheming Narada Muni, 6th and 5th chapter you must have read recently. So he says, you are asadhu. You are not a sadhu. I am sadhu. Someone who is doing his household duties so perfectly, he can also be called sadhu. But you are a sadhu. Being a renounced person, you are not giving any importance to others' feelings. You are unnecessarily causing a feeling of renunciation in immature boys who are supposed to be leading a household life. So like that, he called him asadhu. Then he called him papa. You are sin personified. You have just changed the color of your dress in the name only. But you don't have the real mood of renunciation, he says. Right? Just by changing the dress, one cannot become a renunciant, just like you have done. So like that in various ways, you are nirapatrapa, you are shameless person. You are suhrudaghna. Suhrudaghna means you create enmity between non-envious people also. Right? You are yashoha. Yashoha means you defame the Lord. You don't fit to be in the association of Vaikuntha devotees, right? Devotees of the Lord. So like that in various ways he blasphemes. But it did not affect Narada Muni at all. Here, the demons were attacking the demigods, but demigods are protected by Krishna. Krishnanukuleshu yatha mahatsu kshudraihi prayukta ushati rukshavachaha. So, just like the harsh words of demoniac people will not affect saintly people, the demons of the weapons of these demons did not affect the demigods because they are favored by Krishna. So there is a Bengali saying that if a vulture curses a cow to die, the curse will not be effective. Accusations or abusive speech made by demoniac persons against the devotees of Krishna cannot have any effect. So one should not be unnecessarily become depressed or discouraged when the non-devotee community is speaking harshly against the devotees. The activities of devotees of spreading Krishna consciousness will continue.
Teswaprayasam vihitam niriksha mitatham niriksha harava bhakta hatayuddha darpa palayanaja yati mukhe visrijya patim manaste dasuratta sarah.
Dasuras, who are never devotees of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, lost their pride in fighting when they found all their endeavors futile. leaving aside their leader even in the very beginning of the fight, they decided to flee because all their prowess had been taken away by the enemy.
So, although the demons were attacking the demigods with all their power, it was not effective. So, they lost their pride in fighting. All their endeavors were futile. So, now Vritrasura. Read the translation. Seeing his army broken and all the asuras, even those who are known as great heroes, were fleeing from the battlefield. Out of immense fear, Vritrasura was truly a great-minded hero. He smiled and spoke the following words. So the demigods, the demons were running away. Oh, we've tried our best, but nothing happened. So let's go. So some of them were popularly known as great heroes. Heroes are also running away, not just villains. So heroes are also running away. So Uttarasura is teaching them.
Kalopapannam ruchiram manasvinam
jagadavacham
purushapraviraha
he viprachitte namuche puloman
mayanarvan cham shambarame shrunudham.
Read the translation.
According to his position and the time and circumstances, Vritrasura, the hero among heroes, spoke words that were much to be appreciated by thoughtful men. He called to the heroes of the demons, O Viprachitti, O Namuchi, O Puloma, O Maya, Anarva and Sambar, please hear me and do not flee.
So he is calling all of them to give a lesson. So this is lecture on the battlefield. So Vritrasura gives three lectures. One lecture to the demons, one lecture to the demigods in general, another lecture to Indra in specific. So this whole battle is not a battle. It's a Bhagavatam class. By Asura, Vritrasura. Heard by a devotee, the devatas.
Jatasya mrityur dhruva eva sarvata. Pratikriyayasya na cheha klipta. Loko yashascha tatato yadihyamum. Konama mrityum navrinita yuktam.
Vritrasura said, all living entities who have taken birth in this material world must die. Surely, no one in this world has found any means to be saved from death. Even Providence has not provided a means to escape it. Under the circumstances, death being inevitable, if one can gain promotion to the higher planetary systems and be always celebrated here by dying a suitable death, what man will not accept such a glorious death?
So he says, Jatasya Mrityur Dhruva. In the Bhagavad Gita verse he is speaking. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityur dhruvam janma mrtasya cha. So Vritrasura is giving Gita lecture now. So Jatasya Mrityur Dhruva eva sarvataha. Dhruva is for whom? For the demons? No, for everybody. For everybody, for every embodied soul, death is inevitable. You cannot escape death. So surely you will die. So why are you unnecessarily fearing, my dear demons? Death is unavoidable. So your fortune is you can accept a glorious death. Anyways, death will meet you. Now the death is coming in the form of a fortune for you. What is the fortunate death? One way of dying fortunately is on the battlefield without showing one's back to the enemy. So on the battlefield, if he fights very valorously without showing his back to the enemy, such a death is considered glorious. So similar advice was also given to Arjuna by Krishna. If you win, you will enjoy the kingdom. If you die, then also there is no problem. You can be elevated to the higher planets. So everyone should be ready to die while performing glorious deeds. A glorious person is not meant to meet death like cats and dogs. You escape now from the battlefield, you just run away from the battlefield, and tomorrow you will anyways die. If you don't die today, after some time you will die. That may not be a very glorious opportunity. Right? You may get malaria and die. Is it glorious? For a warrior to die on the battlefield in the hands of enemy without showing his back, that is glorious death. To get malaria, to typhoid or cholera and then die, it's not a very glorious death for a warrior. So second, next, last verse.
Dvau sammatav iha mrityu durapau. Yad brahma sandharanaya jatasu. Kalevaram yogarato vijahyad. Yadagranir vira shareni vrittaha.
There are two ways of meeting glorious death. So Vishwavrtasar is saying, one is to die after performing mystic yoga, especially bhakti yoga, by which one can control mind and living force and die absorbed in the thought of the Lord. Now the head of the demons is giving a lecture to the demons that if you die meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu in bhakti yoga, that's a glorious death. Second option, to die on the battlefield leading the army and never showing one's back, that also is wonderful. So these two kinds of death are recommended in the Shastras. These are glorious deaths. So in any other way, if you die, now if you run away from the battlefield, definitely you will not perform bhakti yoga. You cannot meditate on Vishnu. We are all demoniac people, I know that. Better die here only. Die here on the battlefield in the hands of demons, demigods. That's better for you. Okay, so that's how we completed 10th chapter. It's predominantly battle only.